Atlanta's West Side has been getting a lot of attention lately, and that's because of the construction with the Falcon Stadium. But the Phoenix Boys Association, they've been doing their own mentoring and work training program for a number of years. Now, the Blank Foundation recently selected the group to be part of its West Side Momentum Initiative, and that means giving out grants and assistance for organizations like the Phoenix Boys. We're going to hear more about this organization now with Executive Director Robert Kent and two former Phoenix Boys, LaFreddie Smith and Terrence Zachary. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Russ.
Bob, I want to begin with you. Let's talk about the history of the Phoenix Boys and how this association came about.
It started with a bunch of construction and manufacturing companies on Fulton Industrial Boulevard in West Atlanta, working in Bankhead Courts. I think it was 1993. Started as a Boy Scout troop, realized that wasn't enough, and then the companies got into workplace mentoring, whereby each boy would go to the company once a week and work with the same person.
When you talk about the young boys that were coming in, can you sort of set the environment from where these boys were coming from, the neighborhoods? What kind of lifestyle were they coming from?
Well, these guys could say more than I, but it was the Bankhead Courts public housing community, which was pretty well known.
LaFreddie, let me toss this question to you then. How did you get involved with the Phoenix Boys? And I'm going to ask you real quickly, too, how did it change you?
I got involved with the Phoenix Boys Association when I was 7 years old. I was the second to the youngest of 10 kids. It was seven boys. My five brothers that was older than me was all involved. It was at a young age that basically, you know, I told myself that, hey, you know, I wanted to do something else. I wanted to get out of basically the poverty. And so it was then I came up to Bob at the age of around 6 or 5 and, you know, expressed interest in joining the organization. And I just thought it was going to be scouting. I didn't have an idea that it was going to open the doors to, you know, future ever doors for me.
Well, tell me about what your life was like at seven and what your family was experiencing and what was going on.
Being born and raised in Bankhead Courts, we was basically at a disadvantage. You know, my mother, she had 10 kids. I was the ninth of 10. Like I said, it was kind of hard. You know, it was five that was... they were like 10 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of things that there was a lot of times my parents, she really didn't have the time to really sit down with me, because like every time she wanted to sit down, help us with her homework or just talk to us about life stuff, the older five would sometimes be in trouble. So it was limited. Her involvement with us, it was extremely limited, but you know, she tried to do the best that she can with what she was given. At a young age, you know, she talked to me and told me, said, hey, you know, it's hard for her and it's going to be hard for me, but I had to make a decision. I had to, you know, she instilled in my head that this program was going to be my way out. And she wanted me to take the full advantage of it. Not only my other brothers that was involved in the program also. Those guys, they unfortunately venture out into other things and got in trouble with the law. Mm-hmm. But my mother, she kind of, you know, really took me in under her wing and just said, hey, you know, this right here is not the way. If you continue to go this way or this route, then the outcome is going to be you're going to go down the same road as your brothers. And I just felt in my heart that out of her seven boys, you know, one of us should have done something or needs to do something to, you know, to give her some satisfaction or something. So I told myself, who better than me?
And Terrence, so we'll pull the microphone over to you and ask you the same question. You know, what was it like for you when you were first getting into the program? How old were you? And is your story similar to LaFreddie's, or was it different for you?
It was different for me. When I got in the program, I was about 16, but I knew of at age 11. My mom had me at 16 years old, so my grandma raised me while my mom worked. My mom ended up going to Job Corps and taking up nursing. She worked at a warehouse during the week. So she would drop us off at my grandma's house, or my grandma's apartment in Bankhead. I wasn't able to venture to go to scouting because my mom picked me up when she got off work and took me home. But as I got older, she felt more comfortable with me staying over, and I was able to join the Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm.
And you were, and when you join in, at an older age, you're not a little guy.
That's
then,
correct.
Then there's a lot of friends, you know, who might be doing other things. Or was it, you know, was it tough for you to say, okay, I'm going to do this, and was everybody else doing it too, or were you kind of out there by yourself for a while?
Well, a lot of people I grew up with, they came up through the program. A lot of them ventured out. But when I joined, it was with Kenny, Terrence, Jamal, and Wesley. So we had a little pack when I came through.
And was it what you expected? I mean, you're talking about this is work training. It's not just scouting, as we were saying before. Were you surprised by what was involved when you got started?
No, I took full advantage. And when I became of age, I became assistant scoutmaster, then a scoutmaster. I love it. It's the outdoors, the workplace training. It's fun for me.
Bob, I want to turn back to you, because as you listen to Terrence and LaFreddy talk about the importance of the Phoenix Boys Association and what it's meant to them, I imagine also there are a lot of young boys that you aren't able to help. When you talk about coming into an environment, a community where you may have an underserved community, you have mostly boys of color here, how difficult is it to make sure you're sustaining the money that you need, getting people involved? To have the organization is one thing, but also to have the resources that you need to keep up with the number of boys that are coming in. So how are you able to do that? You solely rely on grants?
It's difficult. I wouldn't say it's not, but we're supported by these businesses. This is really entirely a private organization. PrintPak, Cleveland Electric, Latham Time on Fulton Industrial Boulevard, and then other companies now in the other two parts of the cities we serve. We now have three units. Bankhead Court's closed, but that group moved to Hollywood Road, and that's the one Terrence runs. And then over in Adamsville at Allen Hills and in Delmar Lane, that's the one LaFreddy runs. And we have a third one now operated by Antioch Baptist Church down in English Avenue in the Bluffs. And in each of those areas, there are businesses participating. We need more. That's one reason we're here. We're hoping that might happen.
So how do you tell the success stories are what's that will help and get the businesses involved here? And when you look at the plight of African American boys right now, we hear so many things in the news. So what is your plea to businesses to get them involved, to understand the importance of being involved to help these young men? What do you say to them?
To the businesses, I would say, number one, things are getting worse, not better. And these guys can amplify that. Things are really tough. It's actually tougher than when Terrence and LaFreddy were growing up.
What do you mean?
Well, you guys want to fill that in?
Tell me about the areas that he talked about. He says it's getting tough. Explain to me.
Terrence, you're the one who'll be speaking first.
Well, I grew up in Etheridge Court. My mom lived in Etheridge, and my grandma lived in Bankhead. So I was going back and forth between both areas. A decade later, I'm now serving the boys in Etheridge Court. And the apartments are run down, the gates tore up, and I have a group mentoring program on Saturdays called the Capital League program. And last month we had a Q&A session, and the boys went over things that if they can change, what would they change in their environment? Some of the topic was gang violence, gambling, shootings, high-speed chases, and so forth and so on. And these are elementary school kids talking about what they see every day. When I was growing up in an apartment, I didn't experience all that out there.
So if you could talk to the businesses to get them involved in this program, or anyone who wants to be involved in a program, what would you tell them about the importance of their need to be involved with you?
Well, my goal is to teach them self-worth, and I'm looking for any help to help spread that message. Children of today become our leaders of tomorrow. And without leaders to lead them and guide them and help them, we won't get anywhere. It's going to create a ripple effect or a never-ending cycle.
And LaFreddy, I want to turn it to you, because you've seen some of the changes in parts of the West Side. You know, you've got the Falcon Stadium. You've got the effort to try to bring some new life to Vine City, to Bankhead Courts, to the Bluffs, all those things. Can you see that happening? Is it going to make it better than the kinds of things that Terrence just described? And how can the Phoenix Boys be involved in all that?
I definitely can see a change coming. In order for the change to come, like Mr. Zachary said, we have to get more businesses involved. The businesses are very critical because it's all about exposure. You know, that's where a lot of this stuff is going to come from, exposing the kids to life outside of what they're accustomed to, what they're used to. That's what happened to me.
So you're saying, look, if you want in on some of this West Side revitalization that we hope will come, include us. Is that basically it?
Right.
Bob?
Yeah, I'd also like to say to any prospective business interests that this is run by businesses. We're actually very lean. All our staff functions are handled directly by the companies. PrintPak does the human resources. Latham Time does the finances, for instance. Moxie Interactive does our website. Cleveland Electric, which is a large construction company, does our risk management and insurance. We've had a knock on wood, clean 20-year safety record under difficult circumstances. We're set up for businesses to be involved, and it's not something that it's something you can draw a box around. It's not going to be a problem.
We've been speaking with the executive director of the Phoenix Boys Association, Robert Kent, and two Phoenix boys themselves who are now giving back to the community, LaFreddie Smith and Terrence Zachary. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate the time, and best of luck to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.